everybody. This is episode 407 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. I'm your host, Marcus Nez, and today I'll be talking about a few indie games. To be specific, this is The Police, which just came out on Switch recently, a few weeks or so, and Spin Tires, Mud Runner. But before I get to that, I just want to quickly talk about a little show I watched to completion of what is available for me to see so far, and that is Doc Martin, which is a show my father has watched for years now and has liked very much. It is a BBC series which is about a doctor, Doc Martin, obviously, though his last name is Ellingham, so he's really Dr. Ellingham, but everyone just calls him Martin, because that's his first name, and that's the name of the show. And first, right off the bat, one thing that annoys me about the show, the actor who plays Doc Martin, his first name is Martin. It's like Martin Kunis or something, and the fact that Doc Martin is played by a man named Martin, it irritates me. Whatever. But it is about a surgeon who develops a blood phobia, and because of that, he can no longer be a surgeon, and moves to this smallish town where he spent some time as a child. His aunt lives there, who he loves, one of the few people that he actually loves and cares about, and becomes the general practitioner there. He is a very cold person. He's not very pleasant. He is socially, I don't want to say awkward. Like, there could be cases to be made for him being on the autism spectrum. I wouldn't, because I think he's way too high functioning. He's just a very straightforward person who had a not-so-great upbringing, which has made him a bit... he's not very emotional. And because of the way he was brought up, he doesn't really know how to express emotions or understand them, really. But the thing that makes the show work is that, one, the people who inhabit this town where he works, a lot of them are awful and annoying. And seeing him just put them in their place, or call them out, or just tell them to shut up is really entertaining. But deep down, Doc Martin is a good guy. He genuinely cares about the people of this town. He is one of, if not the only person in the show who is never doing anything for himself. He's never trying to get anything for himself. He's not going to help someone so that he can help himself. He's going to be cold when he's helping people, and he'll be very blunt and let people know exactly how serious their issues are, or if they're doing something stupid, he will tell them that they're just being stupid and what they're doing is idiotic. So he won't sugarcoat anything, but ultimately he's just out for everyone's health. So if somebody's eating poorly or drinking too much or working too much or doing things that they shouldn't be doing, he's going to let them know. He's not going to sugarcoat it. I don't think it's for everyone. It's somewhat similar to Northern Exposure, if anyone's watched that. But I really like it. It's a fun little show. The first six series are on Netflix, and it's a really good show. So the first season, I think, is six or so episodes. Then the second one is nine episodes. Then the third is seven episodes. And then every season after that, every series after that is eight, I believe. Which is just kind of weird, but whatever. Anyway, yeah, Doc Martin. Highly recommend checking it out. It's very, very good. Very entertaining. And it's still ongoing. I think they're just about to wrap up the eighth series. And then the ninth series will finally be the final season, which is It's crazy that it's gone. It's crazy that it's lasted this long, because I think the sixth or maybe even the fifth series was supposed to be the last. And then they're like, hey, why don't we just make another? And then why don't we just make another? And then just another and another. And now we're at 9 series. But moving on to what I really want to talk about. So This Is the Police is a strategy simulation adventure game set in a city where you are the police chief of this town or this whatever section of a town, this sector, and you are responsible for sending police to various crime scenes and detectives to crime scenes and handling various situations, as well as dealing with a story that is about corruption and mafia ties and your own mental well-being. And I played this on Xbox One and PC when it originally came out, and I liked it to a point. And I was wondering if that point was ever changed at all with updates, and if that would be in the Switch version. But sadly, that is not the case. And the update I was hoping for was an update that took out the fail state if you try to play the game as a good, not corrupt officer. But if you play the game doing everything the quote-unquote right way, not being corrupt, not being in the pocket of the mob or anything like that, you will get killed, and you will get killed fairly quickly, maybe within an hour and a half of starting the game. I think in my playthrough on the Switch, I died quicker than I ever died in the previous games. But I just find that really annoying, and I understand that the game is telling a story as well, where you are this police chief, Jack Boyd, I think your last name is, and you have split up with your wife or whatever, and you're on your way out. You're trying to just sort of earn money before you retire. And it deals a lot with corruption and also the dealings with City Hall and them trying to tell you what to do. And those things sometimes not feeling 100% right. But what I hate about it is that is the only game mode. So there isn't like a free play mode where you can just play the simulation aspect of it, where you are just managing the various police officers and sending them to various crimes and all that jazz. You can only play the story mode. And me, being someone who likes to play games for the most part as a morally good person, being forced to play it at least somewhat corrupt is really bothersome to me, because the game gives you this illusion of choice that you can choose to be good or bad, but in the end, if you are always good, you're going to die. And I don't know if, and I made this question when I played it on previous platforms, I don't know if they're trying to send a statement or make a point of this belief that all police are corrupt. In the end, even just a little, all police are corrupt to some point. And one, I don't like that from a gameplay standpoint, because I don't like being given this illusion of choice and then not having it. But also, I don't like this mentality that all police are corrupt, all police are bad to some extent, because that is not the reality. Sure, there are plenty of bad police officers. There are plenty of bad whatever profession. But there are also plenty of great police officers and ones who are not corrupt in any way. And I just don't like that you have to play at least somewhat corrupt, that your hand is forced to be corrupt in the game, and that there's no option to just play the police management aspect of the game without the story getting in the way. Because I actually like that system. I like sending the police officers to various crimes, because when a crime is reported, you will get a little paragraph or so that gives you information about it, and you can use that to judge how serious the crime is. So even if it's someone reporting a kidnapping, you read it and you see that it sounds like a kid who is just being punished, being grounded, and calling in and saying he's been kidnapped and not being able to leave the house. So you can use your judgment to send maybe a rookie officer to the scene and not multiple officers, because you're fairly confident that it is a false alarm. And on certain occasions with crimes, you will then be giving certain choices. So you might have someone who is wanting to hurt themselves. They were brandishing a weapon, then they went off into, say, a bathroom, and they have a knife or so. And you can choose to either break down the door and try to tackle them. You can go into the next stall and talk to them and try to be a bit more calm. Or you can pull out your gun and say, get out or I'm going to shoot you. And the way you handle the situation will affect the outcome, whether the officers are hurt, whether the perpetrator, the offender, is hurt, whether civilians are hurt. And if something doesn't go right, then your various officers you sent to the scene will lose a little bit of their star power, whatever that is. I'm not sure how much of an effect that has, and maybe that might make them better at working out a scene. But if everything goes right, it'll increase. And I like that whole system that is in place. On top of that, at the beginning of a day, you will have usually two or three cops or detectives asking you if they can have the day off for certain reasons, whether they maybe were out drinking too much the previous night, there was a death in the family. Some people are just like, oh, my, a new movie came out with my favorite actor, can I go see it? And you will give the option to say no, yes, or yes, but come in the next day, so to do the next shift. And depending on your choices, things may play out differently. So I had a case where somebody was out drinking, and I told them, no, they have to come into work. I don't care if they were out drinking. That's not my problem. They have a job to do, and they have to do it. And then I sent them on, it was a detective, I sent them on a case, and I got a report later that they got into a car accident and died. So because I forced them to work after they were out drinking and were dealing with a hangover, They were not 100%, and because of that, they ended up getting into a car crash and dying. So I lost a pretty good detective because I did not let them take a day off of work due to, you can call it a sickness, but then you can also just say, well, drinking is a choice, blah, blah, whatever. And then also in other situations, depending on like what the choice is, once I tried to taser somebody who had a knife, didn't go so well, that officer was killed in the altercation. And when an officer dies, you are also able to choose whether or not to claim them as dead, deceased that day, or delay it to postpone the paperwork. But I'm not really sure what that does, because I don't feel like I've never gotten any paperwork or had to deal with post-death dealings, so I don't know what the reasoning behind that would be. But I really like the game, the systems in place, the gameplay, the simulation aspect of it all, and the management aspect of it all. I just hate that there is this story thrown on top, which you have to play through because there is no other mode. And I hate that it forces my hand in certain situations. So when the mob boss calls up and tells me not to go to this crime scene or whatever, go to this crime in progress because that's one of their guys doing it, or that they need help at the docks with a delivery and they need some extra bodies because it might be a bit dangerous, I hate that I can't say no in every one of those cases because I don't want to, because I don't want to be a corrupt policeman. But I have to, because if I don't, I'm going to get killed. And that's just a bit disappointing that that is still the case and that there isn't. I honestly just wish there was a free play mode. I wouldn't have these issues. I mean, I would still have these issues with the story and having the whole illusion of choice crap, but I wouldn't be as down on the game if I could just play it and enjoy the game for the gameplay and just, you know, leave the story mode and all that crap for other people who would care about it. But that is available on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and now on the Switch. It is $14.99, I believe. So yeah, I think it's, if what I say about the whole corruption thing and knowing that doesn't turn you off, I would definitely recommend checking it out because I dig it. The story isn't bad, and the voice acting is a bit rough. It sounds somewhat like, I don't know. I was trying to think of actors. I had a description in my head before, but I completely lost it. And when I said before, I mean like 2 days ago when I was getting myself in the mindset of recording this podcast. Anyway, the other game I played is Spin Tires Mud Runner. And this is a remaster, redux of the original Spin Tires game, which came out, I think 2014. And it is a simulation game that is about like collecting resources and delivering them and dealing with muddy areas often. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I could barely play any of it. And my real problem with it is that the camera and controls are pretty awful. So the way, and it doesn't do a good job with tutorials or anything really teaching you how everything works, and it's a bit clunky. It might feel a little bit better on PC. I'm playing it on Xbox One, and the problem with it is that you have two different camera options. One is an outward exterior of your vehicle or an interior. When you're driving with the interior viewpoint, it's just like a base dashboard cam for driving games. But when you're on the outside, you're not given a stationary camera. You are given a camera that you can just keep rotating around your car, and I was never able to get a really good angle because it never feels like there's a good placement for the vehicle when you're looking at it in third person, through the third person camera. And it just feels awful in that sense. And then just the controls attaching trailers and attaching your winch and stuff like that doesn't feel that great. It's a very slow and methodical game, which is important to know if it's something that looks interesting to you, because I think the trailers are very misleading and make it look like it's more, I don't even want to say actiony, but just like it's more entertaining and more crazy things happen. I think in the trailer it shows you like pulling a Jeep or a tractor or something and them just rolling down a hill. And it is not an exciting game. It is very, very slow and tedious, and you will spend a lot of time on just single missions where you're just collecting a trailer and then delivering it to a place. Nothing else is happening. There is no traffic to worry about. There's nothing other than the environment and lots of muddy roadways and little puddles and hills that you can't get up unless you winch onto a tree or whatever and pull yourself up. And I don't know. It looks nice. I do like the visuals, but I in no way have any fun playing it in any respect. So yeah, I really can't recommend it. It's $29.99 on PC, Xbox One, probably PS4. I'm not sure about that, but I don't even know what I was expecting from it, but I was expecting it to at least be somewhat enjoyable, and I found it to be anything but that. It was a real awful experience in the hour and a half or whatever I put into it. So yeah, that's a definite avoid at all costs, unless you really, really love methodical, tedious, slow simulation games and you want to play something. I've seen some people say it is like the Stalker, if you remember that first person shooter game, it is like the Stalker of the Euro Truck games. So if that sounds appealing to you, because that's probably an apt comparison, then by all means go for it. But I think it would probably be best to pick it up on PC if it is at all interesting to you. If you have a PC that can run it, of course. If you don't, then it kind of sucks. But if you have a PC that can run it, I feel like the controls and everything that's going on will work and come across better with a mouse and keyboard. And I also think the fact that it is a Steam Workshop game, the community aspect and being able to download user-created content and create your own if you wanted to, will give the game more longevity and potentially more interesting scenarios and challenges. So, yeah, I really highly don't recommend it, but if you want to give it a go, check it out on PC. But yeah, that will do it for today's episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Marcus Nez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Monomalist, Steam, and all the usual places at PX Sausage on PSN. I am the Kush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, until it comes to an end with episode 150, which is less than a month away at this point. We got another one in a little over a week, and then the big final 150th episode. So check that out while you still can, if you fancy that. And of course, Pixelated Paranormal Podcast is also on the site, which is all about, you guessed it, paranormal stuff. So check that out if you want. And of course, all the art I do can be found on the site and at pxsart.com, where you can get links to where you can purchase prints for the pieces you like and all that jazz. And if you'd like to support the site in general and everything we do, please go over to patreon.com/pxs and chip in a buck or two every month. It'd be greatly appreciated. I really would be just absolutely head over heels to see a new patron subscriber, because it does feel good. It's not even really about the money or anything. It's just about the show of support and the show of love for the garbage that we make. But that will do it for today's show. I hope you all have had a lovely Halloween, a lovely week so far, a lovely October, that you're enjoying the beginning of November, and I can't wait to get my permanent crown in my mouth in a few days, because I hate not being able to chew on the right side of my face, because it sucks, and I am a big gum chewer, and I can't get any gum chewing done properly with just half of my mouth. Too much information, uninteresting information, all of the above, ding, ding, ding. Okay.